With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2018 NFL season is upon us, and it's time for our sixth annual Tiki and Tierney Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
Arizona Cardinals, 8-8, third in the NFC West. Changes swirled in the desert after 2017 as Tiki's former babysitter Bruce Arians stepped down and was replaced by former Panthers defensive coordinator Steve Wilks. Sam Bradford takes over for Carson Palmer, but Josh Rosen waits in the wings.
I'm very fortunate that that is the standard that I get to see coming into the NFL. I'm not competing with someone who was like a career backup and is maybe getting their shot or something here. I'm competing with someone who had the highest completion percentage in the league. I mean, he's unbelievable, and I'm going to try and top that, and I'm just very fortunate that that's the standard that I get to go see when I step foot in the NFL.
Is this the final year for future Hall of Famer Larry Fitzgerald, and if so, will it be a magical end?
All right, let's find out. Interesting division. Obviously, the Niners changing things up. Garoppolo's going to start. He obviously came in late last year. We mentioned before, Seattle's kind of mixing things up here. There's a lot of unknowns in the NFC West. So
right.
Let's get some answers, at least answers pertaining to the Cardinals. And they just wrapped up practice. He signed a nice contract, Teague. 5 years, a whole lot of schedule, right around $45 million. I throw it out there because it is public record. But Justin Pugh, formerly of the Giants, now in the desert, and he is with us to talk about his Cards. Justin, welcome to Teague and Tierney. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We're good, man. Good to have you back on. How's the change of scenery been for you? Obviously, it's a lot of change of scenery for the Cardinals offensive line. We were just looking. I mean, it's, other than DJ Humphreys, all of you guys are new out there. What's it like out in the desert?
It's been awesome. We got some good veterans in the room. Andre Smith, a 10-year guy. Mike Yapati, you know, another 9-year guy. So it's been good. We've been going out there getting some really good reps during OTAs, and then we built off that in training camp, and it was a good first preseason game for us. And I'm excited about where we're heading with this offensive line and this offense in general.
What can you tell us about Coach Wilks? We don't know much about him. Obviously, he was the defensive coordinator down in Carolina, but was under the radar as a defensive coordinator. Not a lot of people knew his name. What's his style like? What's his interaction with the players like?
He's a true leader of men. Like, when something comes out, he kind of reminds me of Coach Coughlin, the way he gets up and just commands the room.
Yeah.
He always has some type of message for us, something that we can build off of. And he's very into the details and to the precision and to making sure everything's done the right way. But he's smooth with it. He's, you know, well-dressed. He always has, you know, something going on where everyone's, you know, paying attention, locked in when he's speaking. And he's just a true leader of men, which is something that you can admire as a player.
Yeah, he could respect that right away. I would imagine as soon as he walks in the door, you can feel that. That's Justin Pugh of the Cardinals. You know, it's funny. We talk about, and we'll get to Rosen, obviously, is one of the top draft picks. And obviously, it's the NFL. People care about quarterbacks and the wide receivers, who's going in fantasy, who's going to catch all the touchdowns, what running backs are going to break tackles and bring it to the house. The offensive line, although we all know without a good one, you're going nowhere. But, you know, Tiki played, so it's harder for, like, me and our audience to know when an offensive line is truly fully in sync. And we mentioned that a lot of the line is new. I mean, does it take 3 practices? Does it take 3 weeks? When do you know that you're in sync with the 4 other guys that you're banging helmets with the opposing defensive line?
I think when you can go out there and some things that are unspoken, it's kind of like a lot of plays and a lot of offenses, we have a lot of the same plays in. They're just called something different. To go out there and when you get into the live pads, when you get into the 9-on-7s in practice, which is just like basically a strictly run-only period, when you're still moving the ball, when you're gaining big chunks, and I think it's all of us combined, the tight ends, the offensive line, the running back getting a feel for us. Once you get into a live game and you kind of see the real thing start happening, teams trying to pressure and give you different looks, and you're still able to effectively run the ball, that's when you start to get a good feel that you're going to be able to do some good things up front that year.
How is David Johnson doing? Obviously, he was a big disappointment last year for Cardinals fans and really fantasy football fans, to take BT's point, because he's so dynamic. How's he doing?
Unbelievable. I mean, I think being in, you know, obviously playing on the East Coast last year, playing in the NFL, I didn't have a real chance to watch a lot of David Johnson.
Yeah.
Getting out here and getting to see him in person, he's a stud. Can do it all. Come out of the backfield. He can protect. Obviously, running the ball speaks for itself. And then I got a real taste of it this week, this past weekend, our first preseason game. Rips off two 14-yard runs right off the bat.
Yeah, saw him.
I can get used to this.
Yeah, no kidding, right? We saw him on the highlights. And listen, his legs weren't a problem last year. It was his wrist. So he can keep his legs fresh, and he looks ready to roll.
Exactly.
What is it like? We have such – everybody in the NFL community has such great affinity and adulation for Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Great player, but a great person. What is he like every day? Now that you're actually rubbing shoulders with him, you probably get to know him a little bit now that maybe in a way you didn't know before. What is he like day to day?
Yeah, he's just a true pro. When you get in here, he's in here getting ready, getting his body ready. And that's the main thing. To play 15 years, you got to take care of yourself and do things the right way. And Larry Fitzgerald is the ultimate pro, future Hall of Famer. And he practices harder than anyone on this team. I mean,
still,
He's diving for balls.
Wow.
Still. I mean, he's year 15 in.
That's awesome.
You know, he might take some days off or take some plays off. Never. And that's something that you can admire and try to model no matter who you are.
That's awesome.
Wow, he's still diving. Save some for the game, Larry.
Yeah,
I hear you. That's great to hear. Justin, not a surprising comment,
of course
though.
Not. I mean, he's great for a reason. Justin, we're peppering with offensive questions, but the quarterback, I don't know, I'm not going to call it a battle because it's not a battle. It's Sam Bradford's job. But the situation out in Arizona is interesting. It's compelling. How have you guys handled that with a young – and we talked to Josh before he was drafted, Josh Rosen. He had an answer for everything. It was like, man, we could talk to this kid all day about almost anything. Like, what's the dynamic like with the quarterback situation out there with you guys? Sam Bradford obviously is the starter, but Josh is in a learning spot.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a great spot for Josh to be in because he gets to learn behind Sam. Mm-hmm. Coach came in and said day one, this is Sam Bradford's job. And that put any questioning or what if, what's going to happen if, to rest. And I think that was probably the best thing for everyone on the team to hear because we know going into camp, Sam's our starter, Josh is going to back him up. But we've seen in this league you need to have two quarterbacks that are capable of going out there and winning games. The way Josh comes into the huddle has a confidence, has a demeanor about him that shows – I'm going to be a really good quarterback in the NFL for years to come. And, you know, I got to see a guy like Eli Manning, the way he handles himself. Both these quarterbacks here handle themselves very, very similarly. And it's exciting to see. It's exciting to see because Sam has so much talent and is going to be great for us. And then the future is bright with Josh.
Yeah, you got two good ones there. Justin Pugh with us of the Cardinals, formerly of the Giants, and that big five-year free agent extension. You know, I given the dynamic of the Giants, I know you're focused on your new team, of course, but you know, they drafted your first-round pick out of Syracuse, 5 years there, so you have, you know, great memories, I would imagine. You played for Coughlin, you played for McAdoo as well. Was last year as messy inside as it seemed on the outside to us looking in at the Giants? What was the dynamic during the season in the locker room with McAdoo? Really curious.
I think it's tough to in-season identify, like, this is a complete mess. Because you're always trying to hold on to, like, all right, let's keep doing our job. Let's make sure that we're doing things right. And, like, when you're in it, it's tough to see it. Looking back on it, obviously some things, we had a lot of issues in that team. And it just shows. Because we had probably the most talent on that Giants team last year than any team I've been a part of in my 5 years in New York.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
And things just started to fall apart, and the ball started rolling. I think we got a little complacent. You know, you win 11 games the year before, go to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're just going to kind of ease in and get those same victories. We won so many tight games in the year we went to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we thought the same thing was going to happen, and we didn't pull those games out. We lost all those close games, and then obviously injuries occurred, and things started to happen, and everything kind of fell apart. But it was definitely the toughest year for me last year.
Did you want to go back to the Giants? Because a lot of the reports said that they didn't really offer you a contract. They're in a tough spot. They've got to rebuild some stuff, and you were going to get paid, so I don't know if they could have even afforded you. But did the Giants make an effort to retain you?
It's a good thing, Justin. Yeah. You made yourself too expensive.
Well, this is how I look at it. Obviously, the personal side of things, it hurt because the Giants didn't even give me a call.
Yeah.
But it's like, I gave everything to them for 5 years, and I can't even, like, have a conversation about it.
Yeah.
But I realized from the business side of things, and it's taking some time for me to realize this, this is a business. Every person that makes football decisions in New York right now, I have no relationship with. I don't know the coach. I don't know Gettleman. I don't know anybody. I mean, you know, besides the Maras, but they're not making football decisions.
Yeah.
So it really became a thing where it's like, look, the Giants are a whole new team to me. So it's just like, a lot of other NFL teams weren't interested in me coming and playing guard.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same thing with the Giants. there's definitely some personal things where you like you have a lot of relationships and you know a lot of people. But when I came out to Arizona, it felt like home. The culture, the people here, the guys in the locker room made me feel like I was one of them. And that's something that has become really important to me. I want to make sure we're having a good time and winning some games.
That's a good, honest answer. Justin Pugh is with us from the Cars, and he's on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Your winters will be better, but your summers might suck a little bit more. That's my choice. My choice words for you. But here's the interesting thing about moving to a new division. Stay in the NFC, but you got a completely different set of big hogs on the defensive side of the ball to pay attention to. When you look at your division and the Seahawks we've talked about, we're going to actually talk to Shaquille Griffin in our next segment, but then the 49ers who have some good defensive linemen. You know, as you look at the division, the challenges are big. Where do the Cardinals fit right now when you look at the NFC West?
You know, I think the sky's the limit for us. If we stay healthy, which is always the big if in the NFL, you know, we have probably one of the best, if not the best, running back in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You get Sam Bradford, who was one of the most accurate quarterbacks, the most accurate quarterback last year in the NFL. And then you have a guy like, you look at the defensive side of the ball, we have Chandler Jones, the NFL sack leader over the past 3 years. For some reason, no one brings Chandler up when they talk about, you know, the best pass rusher in the NFL. So we got a lot of guys. We can make some things happen. I think if you look at any division, you go into it, there's teams that are considered the favorite. It never shakes out that way.
Yeah, it's true.
If you can run the ball, you can be successful late in the season. I think we have that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to get in there and find out what this division's all about.
Yeah, it's an interesting division. Before I let you run, Justin, you guys obviously open things up against the Redskins. You're at home on week one, Sunday, September 9th. I don't know if it works. I know what happens in baseball. Like if you switch teams and you'll certainly let your teammates know about pitching tendencies mm-hmm. and all that stuff. Were you actually, since you played against the Redskins many times, do you kind of take control of that offensive lineman room or the offensive room and say, here's what they do, here's this guy's tendencies. Mm-hmm. You take charge with that going into week one?
You know, obviously the coaches approach their things. They have their game plans. But the great thing about us in Arizona that we've had a lot of input from the guys that are playing. So I'll definitely have my input and try to help out any way I can. But if you look at the Redskins D-line, they have a lot of new faces on that D-line too.
True.
Because last year they had some younger guys that got hurt that are now going to be playing.
Yep.
So, you know, it's really getting in there and seeing year to year what a team has. And because everyone finds out during training camp what they do well, and then they roll with that during the season.
I think
that's kind of going to be what's going to happen in Washington, and we'll find that out and what we do. Encounter that.
All right. Well, there was a point, and I'm sure you remember this, the Cardinals were almost an abyss. Like, mm-hmm. If you were a broadcaster, you didn't want to get assigned to the Cardinals game. Now the Cardinals are, and they have been for a couple years.
Always viable.
Yeah, and one of the cool, you know, feels, cool teams in the NFL. So we'll be watching, man. Congrats on the free agent deal, and have a nice start to the season, Justin.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
Good luck, Justin.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.